All right, hello today. Welcome to the King's Kitten. I'm your host, KJ Kitten, and this is my poorly done podcast. Look at me, I did a whole intro. For those of you who are new, this is, as I said, my poorly done podcast about nothing of grand significance. I'm just trying to find my way in life right now, so anyway, I guess we'll get into it. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful weekend. Half my weekend was spent with my car. My car's thermostat went out. And being someone who doesn't have a lot of money, the idea of having to take it into a shop to repair it is financially painful. When I can buy the part for $30, and so I talked to my dad to see if he would be able to help me to change out the thermostat. We, of course, did thorough research and found an 8-minute video on how to do such such things. And here's the thing. I knew that 8-minute video would probably translate somewhere between like 2-3 hours in order to do it in real life. You know, not like the guy in the video who's like a professional mechanic. And I mean, it only took like eight hours. It was like 9 to 6. So like 9? Oh my gosh. It was awful. For those of you who are mechanically inclined, my thermostat, I have an 09 piece of shit, and my thermostat, let me knock on wood, my car's not the greatest, but she does run. So anyway, my thermostat is located underneath my power steering in my vehicle, and so yeah, it was definitely a process. You know, in the video, they made it simple, right? You drain out the coolant, which in my vehicle, it has wonderful panels underneath it. So you take off those panels, drain out the coolant, remove the reservoir of the coolant, and then you had to, the guy claimed you could reach the tensioner on the belt to be able to take off the belt, and then like from above. No, so we had to take off the tire, then we had to remove the belt, then we had to remove the power steering piece, and then you had the thermostat where you got to remove the hoses, you know, put on the spring clamps is what they're called, and then remove the thermostat and then put the thermostat back in place, and then redo all the steps. And then my dad actually ended up breaking my pulley tensioner, so we had to get a new tensioner assembly. These things are a little bit above my head, and for those of you who know, then you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't worry, I was just like you, unfortunately. But I know I'm fortunate that, you know, I'm in a position where I have someone who's able to help me do those things. And you know, my dad actually ended up spending more money on tools in order to help me fix it than I did on 2 brand new parts. So you know, God bless him, I guess. And yeah, I don't think my stepmom was too happy about it, but it's all good. At the end of the day, my vehicle's fixed, it's running. She's got a lot of extra coolant in her because, you know, it said my vehicle takes like 8 liters of coolant, and so we were putting that much in, but then like that much wasn't really going, like, settling into the car, so the reservoir is very, very full. And well, my dad had actually measured the amount of liquid that was after we had drained it out of the vehicle, and it was only 5 quarts. So somehow the math equals out where we definitely have plenty of cooling and it's not getting overheated or anything, so I guess it's okay. And that's where I'm at with it. So the vehicle's fixed, but it was definitely a long and frustrating day. Outside of that, my weekend was, I guess what it is. I did finish. I am doing a 6-month program thing for data analytics. Data? They say data, but I always want to say data. What is the proper? No, not what I meant to Google. Can it go either way? What is Google's
data? Data.
Well, Google says it's pronounced, the dictionary off of, it says data. I want to say data. Why does, is there data analytics? But anyway, yeah, so I managed to finish one course. So now I'm course 2. I'm thinking about just trying to power through all of it just because I'm kind of desperate, eager. I actually looked into the difference between desperate and eager because I didn't know if there was an actual difference or if they were almost as synonymous with one another, because you know, you can say you're eager for something or desperate for something, but desperate has like a hopelessness connotation to it. They're not necessarily synonymous, they're just similar in context, I guess. I don't fully remember what it said, but they're not the same. And the best way to think about it is you can be eager for something but not be desperate for it. So yeah. But I don't think you can really be desperate for something and not be eager for it. It's like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square type thing. You know, that makes me think of another, I am an early riser. I wake up early. My sleep schedule isn't great, and it's not on my end, because even when I have a routine, there's no guarantee when I'm actually falling asleep, or if I, you know, wake up, and I have a tendency to wake up like at 3:30. Sometimes it's like 4:30, but often I wake up in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter. If I go to bed, you know, before I've admittedly fallen asleep with my child, putting her to sleep, and I've gone to bed at 8, and then I'll wake up at like 3:30, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready for the day. But who out here at 3:30 in the morning? Nobody. And then sometimes I can go to bed at 11 or midnight, wake up at 3:30. It's like, I just wake up at 3:30, and I can even get less sleep and still wake up at 3:30 and then still feel good. But if I stayed up from 3:30, there's no way I'm going to be able to fully function throughout my day. I don't know. But I was thinking, what if my brain takes a shorter time to charge, right? Like sleeping is like charging. So what if my brain just takes a shorter time to charge than my body? Because it's not like I can like get up and, you know, say I want to do a whole, you know, do a workout or something. That would be, it's difficult to get my body going. And it's like, so what if my body needs more recharge time than my brain? And I don't know how to sync those two things up. You know, what is that? That your internal clock thing. What is it? Your circadian rhythm? Internal clock. Let me Google it. I don't want to lie to y'all. Internal clock. Circadian rhythm. Right? Yeah. Circadian rhythm or circadian cycle is a natural internal process that regulates the sleep-wake cycle and repeats roughly every 24 hours. So, So they, you know, some of the things that they say that can help that is to spend time outdoors and like with nature. And here's the thing, I'm not anti-outdoors. I like being outside, but you know, like, oh, go camping and stay away from like technology and such things. It's not like I'm attached to technology. I'm just not very attached to bugs and dirt. Specifically, I don't like my feet being dirty. That's a big issue for me. I could handle my hands being dirty before my feet being dirty. It's part of the reason why I like the beach I like to be out on the water, but I don't like the beach because I don't like sand, because sand makes your feet dirty, and I don't like that. But so yeah, fun fact about me, I don't like it when my feet are dirty. I mean, it's not like I love it when my hands are dirty and my hands can just be caked and mugged and I wouldn't care about it, but it just extra bothersome. You know, I'm not really sure what I was talking about before I started into that side cycle about my feet. Regardless, today I have a thing for a potential job. Downfall of the job is they're mandating that... Oh, my apologies. I don't know if you heard that. I don't know how much this thing picks up and doesn't pick up, but my phone just went off, so... job. So I have a job thing today. I had to arrange it so my dad could pick up my child because it's super conveniently done between 12 and 2. Like, no one, like everyone's usually available somewhere between 12 and 2. But anyway. But unfortunately, one of the mandates for the job is to have your COVID vaccine, be fully vaccinated before your start date. And just weird. It's just, I just find it so odd that, you know, even states who are giving away like incentives for people to get vaccinated, it's like, why? And it just makes you wonder. I mean, gosh, Pfizer has made like $4 billion off of this, and you know you're not you know, lobbyists happen here in America, and you're not going to tell me that. I mean, that's a lot of money, and money buys persuasion, and money buys things that sway powerhouses in the world. So I am curious to see how Biden's UN speech and all that other jazz was going through. I know that there's like a tidbit or whatever about America. I say our, like my relationship with China. I don't personally have a relationship with China. I don't have an issue with the Chinese personally. I mean, I don't have like a negative thing about it or whatever. Neutral. Pulling a whatever the Netherlands one is, it's always neutral. Pulling one of them right now. But right, isn't there a neutral country? Is it Sweden or is it Switzerland? It's Switzerland. Technically Sweden was one until the Finnish Civil War. Oh, no, it's till now, too. Sweden's also... Oh, there's 15... Apparently there's 15 neutral countries, according to Wikipedia, which Wikipedia is never wrong. We know that, correct, right? Let's see if we can find it. So, Austria, Costa Rica, Finland, Ireland, Japan, Liechtenstein... I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. Malta, Mexico, Mongolia, Moldova, Panama, Rwanda, I don't know if I pronounced that one correctly. Serbia, Singapore, Sweden, Switzerland, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and the Vatican City. Well then, learn something new every day. So you can just pick which of the 15 to use from your natural your neutral states from now on. You don't just have to pick on Switzerland. Yeah, I'm not in a position where, anyway, I mean, I know it all trickles down. Politics are so messy. You don't want to say something that, like, frustrates someone or they take offensively and everything else, and, like, too early in my podcast to just start offending people by mistake, so. Not my goal. Not, something I'm after. So. Also, I wish the World Health Organization, so if you're out there, World Health Organization, if you're listening by random chance, could you define, so you state that 5,776,127,976 vaccine doses have been administered. But, you know, mind you, we have multiple ones that require 2 doses because there's only 7 billion people on the planet, and obviously not everybody on the planet has been vaccinated. And I wish they just say the doses have been administered. So what's the actual amount of people who are fully vaccinated? And I just can't find that on the World Health Organization's dashboard. If you figure it out, if you ever read it, you can get in contact with me there. My Reddit is the King's Kitten, or it's the King's Kitten. It's the King's Kitten is what it is, so. I'm thinking about making a TikTok account to try to bring more people into my poorly done podcast, so. We'll see about that. I do have, obviously, data analytic work. I just want to say data. Is it because I'm in the South? I need to take a poll. I need a world poll of who says data and who says data. I always want to say data analytics, but I think maybe it's like the A in it. Anyway. Google's truth, right? Because obviously there would be no misleading on that. My mind's went sludgy. Well, lovely little awkward silence there. Or not silence. It was more silent for me because I did pause the recording for a second because we'll just move on. Abandon ship and move on. Britney Spears is engaged, which I know is important to everybody. Because everybody cares about that. Everyone cares that Britney Spears is engaged. And here's the thing. I don't mean this as a thing. Here's the thing. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I do not mean that as... I know Britney Spears being engaged isn't relevant information for anybody. However, I'm not trying to be mean to Britney Spears because I actually... love Britney Spears. Britney's amazing. Heavily biased. She was very important to me in my childhood, growing up. And I love Britney. Don't be mean to Britney. You don't have to like her music. You know, just because you don't like something doesn't mean you just have to hate somebody for it. But, I hope her life works out for her. Um, So for those of you who didn't know and didn't, you probably don't care. Look at me, and I'm almost to an odd number on minutes here, and one of these days, I'm gonna have the most bomb session of doing this. But I'm telling you, you know, I can think in my head, and I can write stuff down, and it's like, oh, great, and it's going well, and it's flowing and things make sense, and then the moment the stupid microphone's on, it's like and it's just so, you know, if you can tolerate it, I appreciate it. You know, and again, if you're struggling out there, God, you're not alone. And really, so but yeah, so hopefully you all have a wonderful day. I will be back on every day and post the next episode. So hopefully, that's not even, I used to have a speech impediment, with my R and my S's, and I just said hopefully, and that has none of the speech impediments. Alright, I'm gonna stop. We just gonna stop. Y'all have a great day. I will be back every day.